Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the Sweet and Salty Roundabout. Get on board with Possum and the Big Guy. Choo choo.
And I believe this is very close to Christmas.
Christmas Eve, I think, Dave.
Wow.
This is coming at you.
Wow. There we go. Kids are excited.
Where's Christmas this year? Yours? Which brother's having it?
Yeah, Mark.
Mark's hosting.
Surry Hills. And getting mum out of the nursing home.
It's always like you're jailbreaking her whenever you take her out of the nursing home.
I'm not going. Oh, then you just got to get her used to the idea. And then she's like, oh, all right, you know. Yeah, and it's just those two families. So our family and Mark's family. So.
Oh, what's happened to the other one?
Oh, no, there's no other...
I mean, Glenn's missing, but there's another brother.
Trev's in Queensland.
Oh, Trev's in Queensland. Doesn't come down? Doesn't bother?
No, he has in the past, but not this year.
Doesn't love you enough.
So, what about you? What are you doing?
I'm, for the first time ever, Melbourne Christmas.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm hosting.
You're hosting?
Yep. Penny's coming down.
Oh, wow.
Mum and Dad are coming down. That's going to be interesting.
Brooksy,
I did offer...
did you?
I did invite Brooksy, but he's off to Portsea. He's quite an enthusiast for the vegan food, so I thought he'd
really?
He might come and enjoy my vegan feast.
Oh yeah, Dave, you know, Kitty, she cooks nice vegan food. he's a British guy. He was in The Music Men, for anyone who knows the history of comedy. He was the lead guy of The Music Men.
And now he's the mayor of Brighton.
Yeah.
Unofficial mayor of Brighton.
And because he's always been an iceberger, a swimmer. He's taught you the ways of the bay.
But now he's trying to put weight on. So I had to like teach him how to make smoothies. He's trying to put weight on because he's got no fat to like keep him warm in the cold water.
Yeah, he's got no...
So he gets hypothermia really quickly.
Yeah. That might have something... That's him ringing now. It might have something to do with the fact that he sleeps outside at night on his back porch. But anyway.
He's a great guy. He does everything for everyone.
He is.
And but no, I said, did he want to come and join us for vegan Christmas? Surprisingly, he didn't want to. He's going to Portsea.
So you're having a vegan Christmas?
No, I'm doing some vegan food and Penny's doing a chicken.
Wow.
But that's right. We're going to have potatoes. There's going to be salad.
Yeah.
I've practiced all my dishes, so I know they all work.
Oh my God.
The only one I haven't practiced is a vegan pavlova.
Oh, so hang on, no eggs?
No eggs.
So how does it work?
Well, I don't know if it does work yet. I'm gonna try it out.
I made a pav last weekend for our... Christmas gets together with Kieran's sister who's going camping on Christmas Day, so she can't join us with her partner and stuff. And I got to say my pav turned out pretty well.
What'd you top it with?
Yeah.
Peppy crisp?
Yeah.
You did the peppy crisp one. Nice.
Well, Kieran's sister Sharon goes, oh, I've got heaps of berries. And Kieran's like, no one wants berries. We want two packets of peppermint crisp. And the big tip there is smash it in the packet.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then tip it on. And and we had chocolate ripple cake as well.
Oh, you and your chocolate ripple cake.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I understand.
Love it.
But
anyway.
Yeah, so vegan pavlova apparently And I mean, I'm only doing it as an experiment. I'm not good. Like, Penny's a really good pav maker. She'll probably make the pav.
So hang on. So how do you...
You make it with, don't be put off, chickpea juice.
Jesus Christ.
You know when you dip the can of chickpeas out and you get that gloopy water?
What?
That gloopy water.
And that whips up.
It whips up like egg whites.
Wow.
And when you think about it, egg whites don't taste of anything. Chickpea juice doesn't taste of anything.
Chickpea.
It doesn't taste of chickpea, though.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we've all tasted it inadvertently, haven't we?
Yeah. But anyway, I'll report back and tell you how it goes.
And then, but hang on.
I'm just doing it as an experiment. I don't care. I would eat a piece of real pav.
But would you then put cream on the top? But that's not vegan, is it?
No, but you can whip up coconut cream.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yeah, so that's pretty nice. And you can still put a Peppy Crisp on it.
I thought of you when I had my daughter invited 9 of her best friends down the beach house.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, anyway. No, they were all good. But I had to cook vegan pancakes for...
Oh, did you? How come?
Oh, one of them's a vegan.
Oh, vegan pancakes really easy. I could have given you a recipe for that.
Oh, I got a packet.
Mashed up banana, peanut butter... Flour, oat milk.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. You put it in a blender. They're really delicious. Really easy.
Good.
You can put baking powder in them as well to puff them up a bit. It's so easy.
Yeah, they're more like a crepe, I've got to say. But
Next time.
They weren't bad.
Just make it with banana and peanut butter and soy milk or whatever.
You can't have eggs as a vegan.
Don't need eggs in it.
No. Okay. But you can't anyway, can you? Vegans can't eat eggs.
Vegan don't eat eggs, no.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to remember.
But I'm not, you know.
I know.
If I came to your house and you made me a pancake, I'd eat it.
I know.
I'm going to eat a Peppy Crisp. Jeez.
Yeah, well, what's in that?
Yeah.
Sugar.
Milk.
Anyway, Merry Christmas to everyone. And we have got a special little Christmas episode coming out tomorrow. So stay tuned for that tomorrow, kids.
Yeah.
It's going to be better.
We're going to have cookies and milk just like Santa. And a carrot for the reindeer.
Yeah, exactly. But now, though... We've got to get on with the show.
Yeah, I don't think we've recorded since I went to New Zealand, have we?
No.
Yeah, and so I brought back some treats from New Zealand.
And as we know, the land of the long white cloud has many good treats.
Yeah, I brought back some chews because I realised we haven't done chews and you like a chews. Like a Starburst chew. What's your chew of choice?
I don't know. You know what? I say I love chews, but I used to love chocolate chews, which you can't get anymore. Pascal used to make them in a packet.
Right.
And they were the best. They were hard chocolate. They weren't obviously chocolate. They were like a toffee.
Yeah.
And they were like a great chocolate flavored toffee. Oh, they were the best, but they don't.
Don't
you know, remember Columbines?
Columbines, yeah.
Yeah, so it was the same range as them. Same packet, Columbines and chocolate chews. And there was another one. I can't remember. But we've talked about them before on the Facebook group and someone put a photo up. But of course, I just love a toffee chew.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, Santa might have something for you tomorrow, Dave.
Wow.
I'll just tell you that. So anyway, these ones are from New Zealand.
Yeah.
I've brought something called Hi Chew, which is a sweet and sour pineapple flavoured one.
Yum.
I've got a slush puppy, Chewby.
Never seen that.
But you've seen a slush puppy, have you not? You know what a slush
puppy
is.
It's like a Slurpee.
Yeah, it kind of is, but it's sort of a weird, it's a weird icy texture, a slush puppy. It's a very
specific. Yeah, yeah. You know, Food Plus used to sell these.
I've never seen them before.
Okay, well, Food Plus was the original competitor to 7-Eleven in Australia.
Oh.
And instead of Slurpees, they had slushies.
Slush puppies.
Yeah, slush puppies, I think. Yeah. Oh, there's a shop in Lawn that still has a slush puppy machine.
And they're that weird, like, dotty
ice.
Dotty ice.
Ice, yeah, and it's got the dog.
Yeah.
It's got the dog. Oh, wow. Oh,
I'm looking forward to that. It's a puppy, obviously, Dave.
Oh, it's a
slush puppy.
I get it.
But I don't know what flavour these are. I thought they might be cola or something. But they just say they're original slush puppy flavour.
Well, I know.
Oh, there we go. Juicy strawberry.
Oh, yeah. I know Hi Chews. I've had them before.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had one of them before, okay. Definitely.
And then, finally, I've got Refreshers.
Oh, yeah.
Swizzles Refreshers, lemon flavour with fizzy sherbet centre. And they look like something from the 1950s.
Oh, my God. Look at them.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So,
where do
you want to start?
You know,
it's going to take us a while to chew through these.
I mean, we always talk about getting guests on that, and we never do. But Ray O'Leary, he's a bit of a expert on lollies and chips too.
Is he?
The New Zealand comic, yeah.
Well, he's a vegan, but
he's
quite a strict vegan. Like, he doesn't eat lollies that have got gelatin in them.
Oh, okay.
He's not a fake one like me.
Didn't know that. Okay, let's have a Hi Chew.
Okay, we're having a Hi Chew sweet and sour.
Oh, smell that.
Oh, it's going straight in. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's good.
Oh, sweet and sour. That's like sweet and sour plastic. That's pretty good for a chew.
Yeah.
It's very juicy.
Very good. I think my memory of high chews are pretty good.
That's a pineapple.
Mm.
I mean, no surprise there. It's pineapple.
Pineapple.
But it's a good pineapple, isn't it?
Mm, it's beauty. I'll buy them if I saw them. Good car lolly.
Yeah, that is a good car lolly. I might need to spit that out. I can't do three chews.
Okay, I'm going to swallow that.
Okay. I'm just going to use this spittoon.
Go for it. Play something, Courtney.
Play some spitting music, Courtney. Spitting time.
Play a bit of Deliverance.
Spitting time.
Julian Boundary.
Well, that was good. I give the high chew. That's good love marks. That. That's winning so far.
Love it.
All right, you want to try strawberry slush puppy?
Yep.
Slush puppy Chuby. I like the name. See, now that's a good name.
Yeah.
Chuby. I would want a Chuby.
Chuby. Give me some Chubies, boy.
It's not like.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, I bet. How's it smell?
Oh, God.
How's the fragrance? Oh,
not bad.
I'm excited about this.
Not bad. Good.
See, they're all good because they're very chewy.
Mm.
They're quite hard to break into with your teeth.
Mm.
Now, you know, sometimes when they go soft in the summer and your teeth just go through, it's like, there's no chewing.
Mm. I did lose a tooth the other day to a lolly.
What was the lolly and what did you do with the tooth?
Have a guess.
Mm. Was it a...
Hard.
Oh, no, not a mate.
No.
Cobber. No.
They're my favourites. You know they're my favourites. No, we've talked about it on this program.
Was it Walker's Licorice Toffee?
Close. Mm. Sherbet Bomb.
Sherbet Bomb.
Mm.
Flavour?
Licorice, I think. Mm. I mean, obviously the dentist said, look, the tooth was probably weak. You know. But I pulled the whole half of the tooth. Not just, and because it's an old gold filling, so you know that's.
Old gold, like chocolate. Have you got fillings made of chocolate?
God,
well, you
probably belong
in Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. And I pulled anyway, and you could see heart, and but it pulled a bit of the tooth off with it too.
Oh no!
And I kept it and showed it to him. Anyway, well, I can't do anything with that. So I've currently got a temporary thing up there. But
I hope you're chewing on the other side.
No, yeah, I just remind myself to absolutely do that.
All right,
Courtney, but look, he's the same.
Play some spitting music. I can't keep going.
I'll tell a story. He's the same dentist when I went to him, I reckon 15 years ago. He looked at my mouth and he goes, do you eat lollies and drink soft drink? I'm like, wow, are you a psychic? He goes, no, I'm a dentist. What amazing insight into my life.
What was it about your teeth that gave it away?
Well, he said you can tell. Well, I assume dentist, he's an older guy. He's been practicing for a long time. He just knew that I.
But how can he tell?
By the type of erosion I've got. I don't know. He could tell, though. You know what, there's probably a bit of a minty in there. And me swinging on the Diet Coke as I walked in would have given it away, maybe.
All right, well, I'm a bit fearful we might have done these in the wrong order.
Maybe like a psychic, he did a bit of Facebook research and just Googled me and saw photos of me and went, oh, look at this fat guy.
You brush your teeth, though. You said that brushes the sugar off, so how can you tell?
Well, it must, but years of eating, how old am I? 58. I've been eating lollies for over 50 years, so maybe.
But what are you saying? It like erodes the enamel on your teeth.
Yeah, I think so. Soft drink especially.
Soft drink. Yeah, I don't drink soft drink.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, like, no one's ever looked in my mouth and gone, do you eat lollies? And that's all I do is eat lollies.
You love a lolly. That's why we do this podcast.
All righty. Here's a refresher. Let's hope it is a refresher and that it's quite the palate cleanser. This is a lemon flavour with a fizzy sherbet centre.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Just joined us.
It'd be great if we got three from three here. And, I mean, it'd be hats off to New Zealand too, bringing it home with three.
What do you think, Sarge? You can't have one, Sarge. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I like it.
Oh, lemon's good.
Mm.
Lemon's a bit dishwashing liquid, but it's not bad.
I was just about to say it's a little bit morning fresh,
yes.
But in a good way.
Yeah, I love it. Mm. Don't stand on the desk, Sarge.
It's morning fresh with just the right amount of sugar.
If we go off air, it's Sarge's fault. God, bloody hell, New Zealand.
Oh, that's good.
Reason to move.
See... Now, that packet looks like it was invented in the 1950s, and they've stuck with it, because why would you change that? That's a good lolly.
It's a classic packet.
Oh.
Well, 3 out of 3 New Zealand, well done.
Oh, well done.
I'm going to take a photo of them and put them on Facebook, because people need to know. I mean, you can get high chew in Australia. I've seen them. I've definitely seen them, but I've never seen the other two.
I mean, maybe these aren't made in New Zealand. No, the refreshers are made in Ireland.
Oh, they're good, though.
They're bloody good, but I bought them in New Zealand. The slush puppies are made also in Ireland.
Wow.
Interesting.
What's going on in the chew world in Ireland? To be chill, to be chill, to be chill. Shit house. Anyway.
And these ones are made in Tokyo.
God.
The high chews are from Tokyo.
I've seen them in Asian supermarkets, yes.
Wow.
Wow. How international of us.
Well, that is a good segment.
We'll be back with some blind tests. And I've got an absolute cracker, and you've got a cracker.
I have got
the best.
I would say one of the best we've ever had, and it's been sent in by a listener.
Well, I've got one from John Evers, who provided us with the labs that we use to carry our stuff around. He's been overseas, and he bought his lovely wife Margaret, who's a doctor, so she knows all about health. She brought this back on the plane for us, and we've never done it. But it's a cracker, and I think you're going to hate it. But anyway.
I'm guessing the ocean already.
Okay, well, we'll be back. All right. As someone said on Facebook, where'd you learn to whisper in a helicopter? That's a good old joke. Okay, John Evers and Margaret, thanks for this. These are caviar-flavoured chips. That's right, from the Tora range, caviar-flavoured. So that's a fish thing, isn't it? They're fish eggs, basically. She'll hate them. All right, I'll get it back in. Hang on. Okay, come back. I'm putting them on the floor. I'm smelling them. Let me have a go. Oh, God. Boo. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. You are going to hate.
I do not like the sound of this.
Taylor Swift says, hate is going to hate, 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 hate.
Okay, so it looks sort of like a kettle chip, wow. But not a real one. Maybe a thin.
Yeah, they're not. It's like a label from overseas. We don't know them.
Okay, it's got that smell that a lot of those chips have that just smell like they've been in the bag for 40 years. They just smell old, dirty, like carpet.
Yep.
That's just the smell. Are you nodding to all of that?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, Dave just bit it. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm licking.
I quite like this item.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what, Dave.
Don't vomit. We've never had this before.
Oh,
this is extraordinary.
It's kind of like...
Yeah, go on.
It's like seaweed.
Yeah. Yes.
But
rancid. Yeah.
Okay, so it's rancid seaweed flavour.
No. It's not seaweed, but you're close. It's from the ocean.
Is it like pickled... Is it like fermented something?
Yeah. I believe that's what they do with it. I don't know.
But is it some kind of... Is it European?
Yeah.
So it's like a roll mop or something.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Is it?
Well, what's...
It's a herring.
It's absolutely in that family, but it's not... It's not like
I was lick it and I can still taste it.
It's not... It's... Yeah.
It's not fermented herring?
It's like a... It's very much in that family and it's kind of posh. People see this as posh.
Oh, it's not caviar.
Yes, it's caviar
chips.
That's
nothing like pickled herring.
Isn't it?
Caviar, that's disgusting.
Hey, what a find, though.
Do you know what? I actually reacted like Tom Hanks did in Big, you know, when he eats the caviar and he just like needs to clean his tongue? That's what I need to do. I need to just wipe my tongue.
I love caviar.
Do you?
No, I love caviar dip. I love, that's Terrazza Malata, isn't it? That's caviar dip.
Is Terrazza Malata fish eggs or is it lobster eggs or
pink,
something?
It's
or
pink.
Lobster? Yeah, I think it's something to do with lobster.
Oh, okay.
And I think caviar is sturgeon's eggs.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
But that's disgusting, but what a find.
What a find.
Where did he get them?
Harrods, I think.
Oh. Where are they made?
Blame Muhammad Fayyad. Yeah, good question. Where are they made?
Oh, Dave.
You would have been to Harrods.
One leak. One leak. That was
great ice cream parlor in Harrods. Made in Spain.
Oof.
Anyway, what a great find. Thanks, John.
Well, I didn't realise caviar was that strong tasting.
Yeah, it can be. It can be.
Oh.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll go.
I need a refresher chew.
Have a chew.
That's gross. Oh. Okay, so these were sent to us by a listener, Ulrika, who I think you've sent us stuff before, Ulrika Marwitz in South Australia. So thank you very much. I don't know where you found these. I'm going to assume it was an Asian supermarket because the flavour is hot and spicy braised duck tongue. Not braised duck, braised duck tongue. I did not even know that was a thing. Anyway, good luck guessing that one, Dave. So I'll give it to him if he can get duck. All right, I'll get him back. Dave, you can come back. Okay, these are pretty strong tasting. Pickles come running over. He's smelt them already. Whoa. He's quite keen for one. But you can probably smell them from there, although you did say you don't have a sense of smell.
Sorry, Sarge, I used your tray, mate.
Okay.
Sarge's currently got two trays. It's like my house. Anyway, let's not go into tray talk.
No, let's not.
No, let's not.
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a strong smell.
So sharp.
Strong smell.
Smelling.
It's come out of the bag smelling strong.
Jesus, what is that? Like an oniony, peppery?
I mean, give me a continent straight off.
Oh, India.
No.
Asia.
Yes.
Yeah. India's part of Asia.
Oh, okay.
Sort of.
Fair enough. Subcontinent.
Wow.
What do you think?
Wow.
I haven't tasted one.
Oh, that's a... Hang on, what is that?
Oh, lordy. Wow.
A bit of heat, but not...
That's an extraordinary taste. I'll just tell you this. This would be like the ultimate thing not to serve a vegan.
Oh, it's meat.
It's more than meat.
It's like tongue or offal?
You have got to be joking, Dave.
It's a tongue. Not tongue.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I just think it... I've never tasted tongue, but I've tasted offal. That tastes like offal.
Okay, well, I can't believe it. I'm so glad I didn't bet you my usual $1,000 because I would have lost it.
Is it tongue?
Yes, but can you tell me what animal?
Oh, that's cow. It is. Oh, pig.
No.
Chicken. No, chickens don't have tongues.
Close.
Chicken. Oh my God, goose.
Go in the middle.
Turkey.
Go in the middle of a duck, of a goose and a chicken. What's in the middle of a goose and a chicken?
Swan.
That's bigger than a goose.
Okay, in between a goose and a chicken.
Yeah, you're just missing the obvious one.
I am, aren't I? Turkey. And, I said turkey.
But people who are listening actually heard me say it.
Oh. Duck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a duck.
Duck tongue.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Hot and spicy duck tongue.
That's a great find. Who sent that in?
Ulrika sent those. Ulrika sent us stuff before.
How disgusting. That's a picture of a tongue on the front. Oh, I feel sick.
I think it's like a delicacy. I have a memory of it being like a bit of a delicacy.
Yeah.
But tell me this. If you had to eat one of those or the caviar chip, which would you go for?
Duck tongue.
I would too. That's how bad the caviar ones were because that is disgusting.
Sounds like a swear word. Fucking duck tongue.
Oh, duck tongue.
Duck tongue. That's amazing.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I was reading it. I was like, hot and spicy braised duck. What? Braised duck tongue?
That's incredible. You can only top that. Have we had brains yet? We haven't had brains.
We haven't had brains, no.
Yeah, yeah. But tongue's pretty full on. Especially,
that'll be something fascinating to bring out.
Especially, I've got to take a picture of that. Especially when they got the picture of the tongue on the front.
I know.
Disgusting.
And you know how it's quite long because obviously they rip the tongue right
out
of the back.
Disgusting.
That's what I mean. It's like the one thing you would never serve a vegan.
Well, you look at it and go, is that a lobster or what is that?
Yeah, it's pretty gross, isn't it?
Oh, disgusting. Okay, well, that's been an amazing blind test.
Now, it's not really a blind test, but I'm going to throw it in.
Hang on.
I'm going to give you a chocolate blind test.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Because I found this chocolate that I just thought, that is the most ridiculous flavour.
Oh, yeah, okay, great, I love it.
So I want you to try and guess the flavour of the chocolate.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, you're going to be banished again. Okay, so I found this chocolate while I was in New Zealand. It's Whittaker's chocolate, which I think is a New Zealand brand. And the flavour is peppermint and lavender. So I'll be interested to see if he can spot the lavender in the chocolate. Okay, I'll get him back. Dave, you can come back. Okay, so this is chocolate that I found in New Zealand. It's Whittaker's brand. But it was just such a unique flavour that I thought I would see if you could guess it. There's two flavours in there. One of them is obvious, one of them will be subtle. I'm not really tasting anything but chocolate, are you?
Mm. Maybe a caramelly kind of thing going on.
I can't taste anything.
Oh, is there a peppermint?
Yeah, peppermint. Well done. That's one of the flavours, but I can't taste the other one. I mean, it's nice creamy chocolate.
Beautiful.
But I'm not tasting it.
Did someone just put this on Facebook? Is it lavender?
What? Yeah. Jesus, Dave.
Someone stumped you. When I went into the bathroom, this is very weird. I looked quickly on our Facebook page and it's peppermint and lavender.
Are you joking?
No.
You just looked then?
The other time when I was using the tray. I've always got to read something when I'm on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's that one. It's
peppermint
refreshed.
And lavender.
Because someone said that as much as I love Whittaker's, I don't want the soap taste. That's bizarre.
You shouldn't have told me. You should have just pretended and gone, I'm tasting lavender. I'm getting lavender.
You would have thought, he's amazing.
You should have said, bet me some money.
I can't taste the lavender.
I can't taste it either. That's nice chocolate.
No, Whittaker's is always good, the best.
It is nice chocolate. All right.
The greatest chocolates. All right, well, we're coming towards an end, I believe. But
we've got quite a bit of listener correspondence to do. And to wrap up my New Zealand trip, we've also got some popcorn.
Yeah, let's just do the popcorn.
Do the popcorn? Great.
Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, only because I want some. Because what is it?
So, I had a bit of trouble getting stuff in New Zealand this time because I bought so much back last time.
You did.
That I'd kind of done it all.
You did.
So this time I went for popcorn. This is Dr. Bug's gourmet popcorn treat. I guarantee you it's going to be better than that disgusting sweet cheese flavour one we had. Remember that one the other week made us sick?
Yeah.
This is licorice chocolate flavoured popcorn.
Oh.
So I bought it with you in mind, Dave.
Yeah, I love licorice chocolate.
Okay.
I've never had licorice chocolate popcorn. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Smell that. That smells medicinal.
Oh, wow. I'll just take one while I'm
here. Yep, just take it. What are you thinking?
A lot of licorice.
Oh, that is a lot of licorice.
Not much chocolate. Not bad.
It's odd.
Yeah.
Flavoured popcorns are always odd.
Yeah, it's not. But I love a chocolate popcorn. I always look for it in service stations.
I'd eat it.
I'd eat that.
I don't like it as much as I like those gaytime popcorns.
Oh, they're good.
They're really good.
Remember for a while, Cobbs or one of those popcorn makers did chocolate popcorn and that was so good.
I never bought it.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, I think I probably assumed I would love it, so I didn't buy it.
I haven't seen it in servos for a long time, though, but that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I can't taste it. Maybe after a while you'll taste the chocolate, but I can't taste the chocolate.
Well, I think the stuff that's coating it is chocolate.
Yeah, right.
And it's licorice flavoured.
Right.
So I think that's what it is. The chocolate is just being drowned out by the licorice.
Anyway.
All right, now I'm going to do a bit of listener correspondence here because we got a giant box sent to us.
Yeah, I see it.
And I'm going
to... believe it.
Okay.
What is in that box? It's like jars. Yeah. Jars of jam or honey or something. I'm not a psychic, but...
Are you sure someone hasn't put this on Facebook already?
Not yet.
So, we've been sent a thank you.
Yeah.
It says, please find enclosed what might be considered a commission for helping with our sales.
Oh, wow.
These people have a small cellar door in Rutherglen. It's called Gurumatta.
Love Rutherglen.
Good on you. Their business is olives and oils, not wine. They do olives and oil.
Nice.
And to complement their products, they try and stock other food items. So as a consequence of listening to our podcast and enjoying it while bottling their oil, their olive oil.
Beautiful.
And following the Facebook page, they started stocking Brett's Chips.
Oh, yeah. It's a very...
And Brett's Chips have been a big seller for them.
Yeah, they're good chips.
And they get them out when they're serving up their olives. And everyone asks if they can
buy some,
have a bag to take home with them. So what they did was they sent us a whole bunch of their olives to say thank you. They've sent us some Kalamata olives, a jar each of those.
Yum.
And then a jar each of pizza olives because the seasoning that's in them leads them to taste like pizza.
Yum.
So that's pretty exciting. And then they also filled up the box with this item called freeze-dried tasty cheddar.
That's weird.
It does sound weird. They don't make this, but they sell it. And he said everybody leaves with a packet of it.
It's like camping food.
Are you willing to try it?
Yeah, of course.
He said they're kind of they're sort of like croutons. So you might be able to put those on your salad this Christmas if you like it. Sarge,
Sarge is really trying to choose between the duck tongue and the caviar. 100% Australian made. Freeze dried, I just think of scout camps.
Yeah, freeze dried cheese. I'm going to try it. But I don't eat a lot of cheese anymore, so I think I might find it a bit not that great.
Do you eat goat cheese?
No, I don't eat any cheese anymore. But I did love cheese.
It's great. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Oh.
It's like a crumbly.
Oh.
Beautiful.
God, that's strong, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful.
But if you put those on top of your salad like a crouton.
Fantastic.
That's pretty good.
I see why they're selling them.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like such a weird product, but.
They're good.
Oddly, it works.
Oh, yeah.
It's from the Forager Food Company, and it's called freeze-dried tasty cheddar.
Yeah, nice.
Made in Tasmania.
Oh, go Tassie.
For once, we're actually
bloody love
bigging
it.
Up an Australian company instead of destroying one.
Well, thanks so much for seeing those olives, too.
But, thanks very much, Rob White.
If you're in Rutherglen, what's it called?
Gurumatta Olives.
Gurumatta Olives.
And, he says, thanks for giving us something to entertain ourselves whilst bottling, as well as material to discuss with the guests at our cellar door. They discuss the Brett's chips, and they sell the Brett's chips.
Good on you. If I move in Rutherglen, I'm going to drop by.
Yeah, which direction is it?
Near Wangaratta, to the left of Wangaratta.
Oh, I'm always going that way.
Yeah, you are. You're up there a bit.
Yeah, I'll pop
in. Rutherglen's cute. It's like a cute sort of, it must have been, it was a gold rush town. I don't know what it was, but it's, it's a nice area. Yeah. The last time I was there, I saw Midnight Oil Plate in a winery near there. Anyway, whatever.
But yeah, the Dejura chips, the ones that I go on about, apparently have been their big seller.
Oh, yeah, the Brett's.
Yeah, Dejura. The Brett's Dejura, the cheese ones.
They're good. Very good.
Well, anyway, thanks very much. That was very nice of them to send us a very large box of olives. They sent us jars for Courtney as well. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to get there, Courtney.
Yeah, sorry, Courtney.
You know, a lot of stuff goes to Courtney, doesn't necessarily make it to me. So maybe the olives might just, the buck stops here this time, I think.
Tomorrow there'll be a little bonus episode of Christmas stuff. So
yeah. Everyone, go to bed early so Santa comes, and we'll see you in the morning with some presents, some presents and some Christmas cheer.
Ho, 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 he's here already. Early Santa, you fat bugger. Can you say that? I can because I'm fat.